Hello, this is Robert Dawes here reporting from the Theatre Royal, Northampton, on the latest production of Diary of a Nobody, which starts previewing this Friday, March the 4th. This is a production week. We leave the rehearsal room, go into the theatre and start a tech rehearsal, bringing together all the pieces of costume and many elements of set and design, and bring them together eventually into a dress rehearsal and then into the first preview, the very first performance, on Friday evening. It's been an extraordinary helter-skelter journey with this. We've crafted out a play from an original text of 128 pages. We now have it down to something in the region of 85. And we've started our first runs this week, which, as is always the case, have moments where you think, oh, this is fantastic, and other moments when you think, ah, and curl up and have a little tear. But the spirit has been great fun, and we've all realised, the entire cast, that we're working on something which is really a special piece of English literature. My character, Mr. Pooter, is the rueful hero of the piece, who records his daily endeavours and misfortunes as a city clerk and a family man living in the suburbs of Holloway, North London, which were very fashionable in the 1880s. Pooter is destined to be everyone's butt, really, and involves himself in all sorts of unseemly disputes with tradesmen and domestics and practical jokers. Indeed, he's very often been described as a Victorian Malvolio. But anyway, he sets down all these incidents in his prim, old-fashioned way in his diary, and everyone seems to see the joke apart from Charles Pooter. It was written by George and Whedon Grossmith, who were two very successful actors, comedy actors. George Whedon working with the Gilbert and Sullivan, and Whedon Grossmith, his brother, was indeed an actor and theatre manager, and they were both very popular and well-known actors in the latter part of the Victorian era. And they wrote Diary of a Nobody in serial form for Punch, and it was published in around about 1888 and became an instant hit. So we feel very grateful to be working on it, but also we are aware that it is quite a challenge to take such a piece and bring it to the stage. But we've thoroughly enjoyed it, and hopefully audiences who come to see it will enjoy it greatly too.